It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Manowar co-founder, guitarist Ross the Boss. How are you?
I'm great, Jackie. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Ross the Boss, I mean, from punk to metal, you've had your fingers literally on the evolution of heavy, aggressive music. What stays consistent through all iterations of your music?
I would say my approach to playing the guitar, my attack, you know, I just might modify myself a little different when I'm playing in the Dictators than I do when I'm doing full-on heavy metal like the Ross the Boss Band or like I did in Manowar.
Guitarist Ross the Boss with us from his latest Ross the Boss album, which is out now. It's called Born of Fire, Denied by the Cross. It's Full Metal Jackie, Manowar co-founder, guitarist Ross the Boss with us on the show tonight. Of course, also a founding member of the Dictators. And Ross the Boss recently released Born of Fire. And over the last several years, Ross the Boss, the band, has gotten a great response for its live shows. What's unique about the musical interaction between you and the members of your band?
Well, I think it stems from the talent level of the lineup. I think we have perhaps the greatest bass player in music today, Mike LePond. You know, you currently might know him from Symphony X. He's incredible, an amazing songwriter and arranger in his own right. We have one of the greatest drummers, Steve Bolognese, lives in L.A., and Mark Lopes, of course, lead vocals. He's extremely inventive and energetic on stage, and he's one of the best front men in the game right now. So I think that the chemistry of the band and the maturity level in our last 3 years that led to this new record has really, really upped our game, and the results are a tremendous record.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Ross the Boss with us on the show tonight. Coming up, we'll check out music from Manowar. Got a new Gojira track. Ross the Boss will be picking music. Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed coming up right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Ross the Boss with us on the show tonight. And there's a new Death Dealer album ready for release, and also one from Ross the Boss. Being such a prolific songwriter, what designates which band is best suited for a particular musical idea?
You know, I don't know. I think the songs come, and if this new, like the new, like when we went to record Born of Fire, if the songs were ahead of us, if I actually have the material, that those are the songs that get used. As far as Death Dealer goes, I'm not the only songwriter in the band, nor am I in Ross the Boss on the last record. So I have help. I have the great Stu Marshall. He's from Australia. Great songwriter, great guitar player. So Death Dealer is more of a co-songwriting thing. It has been for three albums. And the Ross the Boss thing on this last album was everybody chipped in.
Full Metal Jackie, Ross the Boss with us this evening. Coming up this hour, we'll be hearing from Nathan Explosion of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, plus music from Obituary, Down, and more with Ross the Boss. It's Full Metal Jackie, Manowar co-founder, guitarist Ross the Boss, also a founding member of the Dictators, on the show with us this week. And you're a part of Six String Salute, a virtual concert event to benefit live music crews who've been economically affected by the pandemic. Although traditional live events would be preferable, what's the unexpected benefit of making a virtual connection with people?
Well, I would think that we're all at home, whether we like it or not. We're all at home in our studios, and we have a lot of energy, all of us, and a lot of passion and aggression that can't come out in our touring because we haven't been able to. So yet I think the music is benefiting. It's allowing for much greater creative process in front of our computers and our, you know, because that's the only way we're getting it out. We'd much rather be playing, of course, for all our fans and around the world, but we have to do this, and so we put our hearts and souls into everything that we're doing online. And I think it's just, I mean, from what I'm seeing from all the other bands and all the other artists contributing, it's fantastic.
It's Full Metal Jackie Ross, the Boss, with us. Quick break. Up next, the Deathcloth Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Armored Saint. They have a record coming out October 23rd called Punching the Sky. We'll check out a tune from it, and we'll chat more with Ross the Boss. It's Full Metal Jackie Ross the Boss with us on the show this week. And between the Dictators and Manowar, there's an important lineage of influence that you've had on other musicians. How important is it to you to have successfully paid it forward?
You know something, when I was doing it, I had no idea that I was actually doing something like that. The Dictators were 1 year before the Ramones, 1 year before all the other punk bands started, a lot before that. We were the first band to put an album like The Dictators Go Girl Crazy, which is now is being hailed as the greatest American punk record. Uncut Magazine said that, and it's getting the props that it deserves now. And as far as Manowar, you know, the first record, Battle Hymns, came out in 1982, and there was no description on what we were doing. Yet Johnny Z from Megaforce Records, the band who founded, you know, Anthrax and Metallica, he said Manowar is the first power metal band. So, you know, it's power metal, it's American punk. Where would American punk be without the Dictators? And where would power metal be without Manowar? You tell me.
Ross the Boss with us. Thank you so much for being on the show, and really appreciate your time. Be safe out there.
Yes, thank you.
And stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.